The competition takes place this weekend at the UCCU Event Center at Utah Valley University in Orem. Both North Summit and South Summit High School drill teams won their region meet last week. North Summit coach Whisper Brashear says this was the first time in nearly a decade that the Braves were region champions in drill.
So our region meet was actually last Saturday, and our team actually placed first in region, so that was exciting for them. That was the first time in 9 years that North Summit has taken region in drill team.
Each team will perform three numbers in military, dance, and kick categories. Coach Brashear says the girls' favorite number is their dance in the kick category.
The girls love their kick routine the most. It's just a fun piece that they put a lot of energy into, and it seems like it's a crowd pleaser as well. And then their second favorite is probably their military dance because they get to be fierce and mean in it.
Coach Brashear says that they have high hopes for the competition.
I think they'll do pretty well. They've kind of gone head-to-head with other teams in 2A throughout the year, and they've always been up there within the top two. So I honestly think they'll do pretty well. I'd be surprised if I didn't see them place in the top three this Friday.
North Summit will compete in the 2A division on Friday at UVU's Event Center. The division begins Friday at 4:30 in the afternoon, with North Summit's first performance scheduled for 5:30, their next dance at 6:30, and their final one at 8. Awards will follow immediately after. Meanwhile, South Summit High School's drill team competes in the 3A division. That division has a preliminary round on Thursday with teams placed in pods. South Summit coach Nicole Walton explains the top two teams in each pod advance to the finals on Friday.
So we've been up against one of the other teams that's in our pod, Richfield, and Richfield has actually beat us twice, but I think we will do well against them this weekend. And the other two teams we haven't seen yet, but in our seeding, we're kind of favored to win, so hopefully that goes as planned and we will go on to finals.
For the last 5 years, South Summit has taken second place in the state.
So historically, we've done really well. This year, I feel like it's going to be a little bit harder. I feel like all the competition has kind of gone up a little bit this year. So there's about the top five, I feel like, are pretty close to each other. It'll be kind of a close year, so we'll see. But I think my girls will do great. They've been training hard and working really hard during practice, and I think we'll do good.
Coach Walton says she thinks the dance routine might be the team favorite of the three performances.
I think dance is their favorite. It's kind of a lyrical routine this year, which means it has kind of more feeling to it. And it's typical, just normal dance, what people know. I think that's usually their favorite. This year, our kick character is can-can dancers. So that one's just a fun one to do, especially if the crowd gets into it.
That's South Summit High School drill coach Nicole Walton. The Wildcats dance on Thursday around 4:30, 5:30, and 6:45 in the evening. If they advance to the finals, KPCW will have the Friday morning dance times on our website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.